Oh, crap.
The moment when it hits the fan. I'm Meredith Hartley.
I'm Frank Hutchison.
And you're listening to Oh Crap, the Crisis Management Podcast, helping you survive your Oh Crap moments in business and in life. Brought to you by Me Squared. You can learn more at our website, www.me2-solutions.com. That's www.me2-solutions.com.
I'm fascinated with failure. I'm fascinated with why people fail, especially people with lots of experience in positions of power. What causes someone who has demonstrated the drive, intelligence, smarts, and success to end up committing genuinely stupid criminal acts? Yes, stupid, because they are bound to come out at some time. And when they come out, how do you explain how you got to that point? Consider Ken Lay of Enron Infamy. He was CEO of Enron from 1985 to 2002, except for a few months in 2000 when he was the chairman, until the SEC discovered he had been committing unprecedented securities fraud. Imagine working for over 20 years and finally reaching the pinnacle of your company's hierarchy, and then doing something so big and so dumb that you destroy the lives of thousands of employees, and your name becomes synonymous with corruption and corporate wrongdoing. Hiding losses in subsidiaries? How could Ken Lay miss that that wouldn't look good and wasn't a sustainable solution to his company's problems? I can't believe that he woke up one day, his sleeping wife beside him, and he suddenly thought, hey, I've never run a $100 billion company into the ground. I wonder what it would feel like to cause 133,000 people to lose their jobs, their retirements, and their dreams. I bet I could totally destroy Enron and Arthur Andersen and be convicted of fraud. Let's give it a try. No. CEOs wake up thinking, how am I going to win today? And after a while, despite the best intentions and proper upbringing, winning becomes more and more important. And after a while, until any hint that they're not winning becomes unthinkable. And if not winning is unthinkable, then anything that helps winning or hides not winning becomes desirable, and desirable becomes possible, which becomes done. That's how it happens. One little step at a time, unless there are mechanisms in place to prevent it. So how do you keep yourself and your organization from going too far? You understand that those mechanisms aren't complex and don't require manuals full of procedures and regulations. They're as simple as asking questions, and you start by asking and answering them yourself. When I was first assigned to the Naval Sea System Command in Washington, D.C., I heard of a simple test to gauge your actions, the Washington Post test. It goes like this. If what you're going to do was published on the front page of the Washington Post, would you look good? Ask yourself, would you recognize when you've gone too far? And if you don't, how can you recognize when those around you have, too? Start, as Marty Swilling said in his Spot on Post this morning, leaders drive values. Values drive behavior. Behavior drives culture. And culture drives performance. High performance makes new leaders. This is a self-reinforcing cycle of excellence every startup needs to succeed. You can't afford to wait on any of these, so get your culture right sooner rather than later.
Hi, everyone. It's Meredith. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the show, you can get more crisis management and prevention tips and strategies for free at our website, www.me2-solutions.com. That's www.me2-solutions.com. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. Just search for ME2 space solutions, and you should find our profile. You can also find me on Twitter under my handle, The Quality Girl. Thanks for listening.
Copyright 2013 by Hutchison Solutions, LLC. All rights reserved. But now, seriously, folks, no part of this podcast may be reproduced in whole or part without our permission. But we'll be happy to give it to you if you just fire us an email, which you can find on our website. Thank you.